What's going on, Cyber Nation? Hope you guys are having a fantastic day. Welcome back to the Saber Audio Experience. So I'm back with more of Daniel's fucked up thoughts. If you're new here, you're going to get a very interesting perspective, and you're going to understand what kind of a person I am. Or maybe you've met me before, but we never got to connect on a deeper level. So this episode, I am dedicating it to one of my favorite words, authenticity, being authentic to who you really are and why it's so important. And what's the like whole fuss about it? Everybody's talking about it. Everyone's like, be yourself, and that type of bullshit. And at the same time, they also tell you, be nice, be kind. But what if you're not kind? Just an interesting perspective. People like Gary Vaynerchuk, people like Andy Frisella, people like Tom Bilyeu, people like Jay Shetty, people like Lewis Howes. There are so many people who stand up for this beautiful thing called kindness, which I totally believe. But what if you're not kind? What if you just don't give a fuck about the world? What if you just don't give a shit about your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, your best friends? You're a self-absorbed fucking prick. So what then? So life is over for you? You can't ever become successful? Let me tell you something right now. Most people nowadays take these people's advice because they want to become successful, not because that's who they really are. Most people are taking up, I'm authentic, and then they turn into the nicest person ever when they're not, when that's not who they really are. And who they really are is just a fucking asshole or a fucking bitch. And I know this might be hurting people's feelings, but again, I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear from your mom. I'm trying to share my perspective that, look, I'm all for kindness. If you're actually a kind person, before you started listening to these self-development podcasts, books, audiobooks, whatever the fuck you're into, were you a kind person? Can you become more kind because it's more attractive to you? Then you should go for it. But don't become kind because it's going to make you successful, because it's not. It's just going to keep you further away from what you're trying to accomplish. Kindness has nothing to do with your success. Your hard work, your dedication, and how much effort you put into providing value is what brings more success to your business or to your relationship. Kindness has nothing to do with this. Being kind is a trait. It's a great trait to have, but some people just are not. I do not have sympathy. I'm in a lot of pain every day, but when I see somebody in pain, I just don't have sympathy. I just cannot sympathize with people. I think it's dumb. People, you want to complain, cool, but just I don't give people sympathy. And that becomes a flaw of mine, especially when it comes to personal relationships, when it comes to family relationships, stuff like that. It's just not me, and not everybody's going to walk around a perfect human being. You can try. You can be in the pursuit of becoming a more kind person, which is a great thing. I think everybody should strive to become a better person, but better doesn't necessarily mean kindness. Now you're like, oh, this is about kindness, not authenticity. No, it is about authenticity. It's because kindness is the word that's being thrown around like a $2 slut right now, because everybody is obsessed with becoming kind, because that's what Gary says, that's what Andy Frisella says, that's what all these people that people look up to. It's not true. It's not. There are assholes out there. The world was ran by corporate fucking morons who would walk over other people's dead bodies, and they built successful businesses. Not that that's a good thing. Again, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I'm saying, listen to the first part of their message, which is, be authentic to who you really are. But then they also followed up with, you need to be more kind. that doesn't make any sense. You're either authentic or you're not. Are you unhappy with who you are? I was a bully when I was a kid. Oh, I should say teenager. I was unhappy with the fact that I was a bully. And trust me, if I was a bully right now, if I enjoyed bullying, I would probably continue with it. I think it's the world's way of balancing itself out. Some people are born with an enormous amount of fucking grit and heart and purity and whatever it is. And some people are just born just fucking nasty pricks. It is like that. What are you going to do? Unless you're okay with not, like, the goal of your life is to become kind, more kind, because that's your goal. Cool. For a person like me, I'm trying to build something that when I die, people will remember me. And that's not because of all the shit that I've listened to. I've always wanted that. I was always interested with how there were holidays because of people. You can go back in time. If there was a way to go back in time, I would take you and I would show it to you. I've said it to my friends. I've said it to my family members. It's what I've always been obsessed about because I am selfish, because I enjoy talking about myself. Who doesn't? Everybody's selfish on their own level. Now, this whole authentic thing, now there are so many fucking assholes out there taking advantage of this powerful thing, which is authenticity. But at the same time, the world, until now, has been running upon assholes. There aren't that many really actually kind people out there. It's people who say that they're kind, and then you turn around and they stab your fucking asshole. It's been working like that. Now, the way that people stand out is by being kind, caring, giving, stuff like that. And it works. And now people who are... I don't want to label them marketers, but I should say, for the lack of better terms, evil marketers. So I sound like a fucking five-year-old. I know. They use this method. They use this fucking thing to lure you in to their... I'm kind, I care for you. But then the moment you fucking turn around, they have the worst things to think about you, to talk about you. Nothing good comes out of their mouth. Nothing good. Nothing. And that's fucked up. That's not being authentic. That's you selling somebody else's authenticity, which is kindness works right now. If you're not kind, please, I implore, I beg you, don't be another asshole. You're going to get called out. You're going to lose and you're going to be fucking miserable. Because when you get called out and you lose, that's a fucking bitch. I was one of those guys who tried to be something that I'm not. I proudly am an asshole. I enjoy being an asshole more than I enjoy being kind. Not that that's a good trait. I'm by no means saying what I do is better than being kind. What I'm saying is, I just don't see the point in being something I'm not. Not even enjoying it. You should always try kindness. You might enjoy kindness more than being a bully. If you do, perfect. As some people would say, mazel tov. Cool. Brilliant. Das bezanim barot, as Persians would say, like, clap for them. But that's the thing, like... What if you're not? I'm not. I'm not going to live a fucking facade because my favorite influencer says that you need to be kind to become successful. That has nothing to do with it. That's just their way of making legacy that, hey, I made the world a better place. Do you enjoy being kind? Do you enjoy, is that really who you are? Or are you doing it for the wrong reasons because you want to be accepted or you want to make more money or do you want to be known more or you want to stand out? But in reality, if you remove all the layers, you know who you are. You might say, I don't judge people, but then you look at a fat girl and you're like, oh, fuck, lay off the burgers, bitch. You look at a dude who's walking with a crutch and you're like, huh, yeah, those muscles don't fucking benefit you now, does it? Now you're not that tough. You have, like, fucked up shit in your mind. Everybody does. Some people don't, actually, I should say. If you don't, cool. Good for you. You're an amazing human being. But if you're like me, I have a ton of fucked up shit in my mind. You can either hide it behind a facade that is currently working. Because tomorrow, and fuck, I don't know. Hopefully he lives a happy, healthy, wealthy, the best life, and he doesn't fucking die for it as long as God fucking wants to keep him on earth. But what if all the people who stand up for kindness tomorrow die, and then the new cool thing is to be a fucking jerk again and walk all over people? All those people who are putting up a facade, they will go to their natural state or take the new thing or whatever it is. Just be who you are. That's how you stand out. And if you are a mixture of kindness, I have kindness in me. I'm just not that non-judgmental kindness. I judge people. I do. It's not the best thing ever, but that's my trait. That is what separates me from everybody else. My type of judgment separates me. My type of kindness separates me. I do have empathy, but I have zero sympathy. That's it. It's as simple as that. Be who you really are. Authenticity should not come because somebody else said it's right, and you want to be them. Their blueprint to their lives is just like what stands out to you. Don't do it because of that. Do it because you want to change. Do it because you start enjoying it, and you maybe don't know if you're going to enjoy it or not. Then I would say, test it. If it works for you, awesome. You just found something better. Why would you want to go back to something that's shittier and you don't enjoy it as much? That's just fucking stupid. But if you find something that's better and you enjoy it more than your previous methods, of course you should move on. Whether it be you are faking being kind, but now you absolutely love being a fucking douchebag, cool, go for it. My thing is, as long as what you do does not create any type of objective, universal harm on anybody else, including yourself, it's fine. You should be you. That's it. Stop being fake authentic. That's not authentic. You're just fake. People put up this fucking facade, and it bugs the shit out of me because I know they're not kind. And I know the type of person they are, that the reason that they're doing it is because they want to use you. And yes, I'm talking from experience, and no, I don't want to drop the names. Not that it hurts my feelings, because I don't give a fuck about these people. Neither do they give a fuck about me. The only difference is I don't tell them that I care about them. They say that they care about me. And everybody has those types of people. I laugh at them because they're going to fucking fall face first. And then they label me as the evil guy today, but 20 years from now, we'll see who's where. And I know that sounds cocky, but that's just the fucking truth. When you're an asshole, you're a fucking asshole. Just like me. I'm a fucking asshole, and I love being a fucking moron, asshole, fuck, cursing, potty mouth, whatever the fuck you want to call me. I love it. And you know what you're seeing, what you're hearing, is exactly what you would get if you were spending every day of your fucking life with me. That's it. My opinion, I'm very young. I'm only 21 years old. But one thing is for sure, I know not to fuck with people by being fake. Please, do it for yourself. Makes you happier, makes you move forward faster. And I have a funny feeling that if you're chasing success in anything, being who you really are is the fastest way to get wherever you're trying to get to. I just want to get to wherever I'm trying to get to as happy and healthy as possible. And the only way that I can be happy and healthy is to be who I really am. That's it. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I know it kind of got dark, but this is how I speak. I know I sometimes say offensive things. I apologize if I've offended you. Not that I give a shit, but still it's worth apologizing. It means the absolute world to me. If you could drop a like, subscribe if you're new here. I have all the other social media platforms linked down below. Let's connect. I would love to, you know, receive your love or hate, whatever you're trying to share. Give me a comment. Let me see how I can improve what you think about what I said. Maybe you have something, you have an interesting subject that it would be interesting to have you on the show, or I could talk about it, or whatever it is. So, once again, thank you so much for tuning in. It means the absolute world to me. If I can do anything for you, or wait, hold on. If I can reach out, if I can help you in any way, and as long as it doesn't hurt you, me, or anybody else, I promise you I'm willing to do it. And just no harm. Have a wonderful rest of your day, night, whenever the fuck you're listening to this. Maybe it's just a single person listening. I love you. Thank you. And have an amazing rest of your fucking day. I love you. Ciao.